Be'ezus Hashem Mizbeach, we begin Hilchos Shechita, the laws of slaughtering for be able to eat the food items, which is the third and final of the halachas in this Rambam Sefer Kedusha in the Book of Sanctity. The Rambam says, Yesh b'chlol l'chomesh mitzvos, it is categorically in these laws five commandments, sholosh mitzvos asei, three positive commandments, shtay mitzvos lo asei, and two negative prohibitions. And these are the specifics. One, aleph lishchet v'achkach yechel, first a person should slaughter and then eat the food. Not to slaughter the animal with its offspring on the same day. To cover over the blood after the wild animal or the bird is slaughtered. Not to take the mother bird with the offspring. And hey, is to send it with the mother if one is taken with the children to first send away the mother, the mitzvah known as Shaluach HaKen. And the explanation, the elucidation of these commandments are in these chapters, which there are 14 chapters in these Hilchos Shechita. From Perek Aleph to Dal discusses the validation of what is considered appropriate slaughtering. From Perek Hei to Yod Aleph discusses tarfes, which are flaws in the Shechita. Perek Beis Ram discusses, like we said, Oisav Es Benoi, the prohibition of slaughtering the animal with its offspring. Yud Gimel discusses Shaluach HaKen, sending away that of the mother bird, and Perek Adal discusses the mitzvah of Kisa Adam, of covering the blood of the Chaya and the Oif. And we begin Perek Rishon, which the Ram discusses the commandment of Shechita, and the general halachas relating to what's considered a valid Shechita. Halacha Alf, the Ram begins with the mitzvah of Shechita. Says the Ram, mitzvah, I say there's a positive commandment, Sheyishchet, that a person should slaughter, Misha Yirtzel Lechel, Besar Behem Achayev Oif. If someone wants to eat the meat of an animal or wild animal or bird, then he should first slaughter, and then eat the meat. Shemek says in the Pasuk in Devarim, "Bezavachta mibkarcho mitzaincha," that you should slaughter from your cattle and from your flock. Now, benem, that's regarding behema, bakar and sain. Now, how do we know regarding chay and oif? Because benem bebechar ba'mum, it says regarding the context of the laws of the firstborn animal that's blemished. So, what do you do with that? Ach kashi ochel esatzvi v'sa'ayel. Oh, like the way you eat the deer and the gazelle. Which the beginning of the pasuk says that tizbach bechal tabas, that you slaughter and eat the meat. So halamanta, what you learn from this pasuk is shechay kebehema, that the chayas, which I mentioned here in this pasuk, the tzvi and the ayil, are like behemas lein shechita regarding the context of slaughtering. Of oifoyim, how do we know regarding birds? Regarding fowl, it says in the pasuk of Yikra sheyotzu tzeit chaya oifagarma, that when you're going to trap a wild animal or bird, b'shavach is then going to spill the blood. Malama, this comes to teach, shvichas dam oif, kashvichas dam achaya. The spilling of the blood of the bird is like the spilling of the blood of the wild animal, just like by a chaya, one requires shechita, so too is the law, by that of an oif. Now, Allah HaBeis says the Rambam, the Hilchos Shechita and the laws of shechita, b'kul nachasin, by all of them, they're all the same. L'fikach, therefore, hashech behema oichaya oif, whether you're slaughtering a animal or a wild animal or a bird, since all the halachas of shechita are the same, therefore they all have the same universal bracha. And mevarach tchila, as we always do, you first make the bracha, asheke deshon ben tzreisa, that he commanded us with it, he sanctified us with his commandments, v'tzivon al shechita, and he commanded us on the slaughtering. We don't say lishchit, to slaughter, that would sound like there's an act of commandment. It's only if a person wants to eat meat, as the Rambam said in halacha aleph. But therefore, if you want to, the mitzvah on slaughtering. Now, v'mloy berich, if you didn't make the bracha, the blessing, oh well, bein b'shogeg bein meiv, whether by mistake or deliberately, habasa mutter, it's not ma'akev, the actual shechita, as brachas generally are not, and the meat is going to be permitted. Now, but v'asal echem nashchuta, you cannot eat from the slaughtered animal, kozman shima farkesis, as long as it's still in the throes of death, v'oichem in the kodesh v'teitz nafshin, someone eats from it before it's sold apart, oivi b'leis to say, violates negative prohibition, which one? This is what's included in the pasuk. It says, don't eat it on its blood, which when there's still life in the animal. But the inner lake, it doesn't get lashes, because this pasuk is known as a lav shebachlos. There's many different isurim learned from the same pasuk. Now, however, but you are allowed to cut off from the meat after the animal was slaughtered, even before its soul departed. You could salt it very well. You wash it off very well, as one has to do to kasher the meat. And then you wait till it dies, and then you could go ahead and eat it. Halacha gimel. Now, in contrast, dagim v'chagavim, fish and locusts, in the tzichim shechita, they don't need to be slaughtered. Elasifasim, hamaterasim, just gathering them is what permits them. Harayimah, as the pasuk says, hatzaynu v'akar yishachid lehem umotzim. The pasuk Mamrim says, what do you mean? Do they have sufficient that of cattle and flock? Im es kol digi hayom yeosiv lehem. And if all the fish of the sea, they'll gather for them, what that sounds like is asifas dogim kashchitas pakav etzayin. The gathering the fish is the equivalent of what slaughtering is for the cattle and the flock. So that's regarding fish. And regarding locusts, it says the pasuk in Yeshaya, oisav achasal, the gathering of the locusts, which is asifas levavda, it's sufficient just to gather them together. Therefore, if the fish died by themselves in the water, they're permitted. And eat them live, there's no prohibition about not being slaughtered because there is no obligation of slaughtering on fish and on locusts. Now, Allah says, the Torah just tells us, it doesn't explain. It says to slaughter the animal. So you have to explain it. You have to know the following questions. Which place in the animal do we slaughter? The kamashir shchita. How much is the measurement of how much the slaughtering is? With what do you slaughter? When do you slaughter? Where exactly do you slaughter? How do you slaughter? What are the things that detract and create a problem for the slaughtering? And who's the slaughterer? Regarding all these things, it was commanded to us in the Torah that says, you should slaughter from your cattle, etc. Like I commanded you. And you should eat in your cities, etc. As it says in Pasuk Nevar. But it doesn't say anywhere in the Torah the laws of Shechita. Rather, Shekalad Rama Elu al Petzivabem, because all these things were commanded to them orally, Kishur Tershabapel, like all the rest of the oral law. Shehiyah Nikris Mitzvah, which that's called, that I commend you, because it's called the Mitzvah, like we explained in the beginning of the compilation of these works of the Yad HaChazaka, which the Raman is Akdama to Mishnah Torah, it says in the Torah, Vahatayavah Mitzvah, Hashem commanded, Torah Tershabixav, and Mitzvah is the explanation, that is what's called Torah Shabapel, and that's where it says, Kashat Tzivisicha, which I commanded to you orally. Now, Halachid Ramam explains that what is the Makom Hashchita? It's the area of the neck. Says the Ramam, Makom Hashchita min achai, the place of the slaughtering from the living animal, Hu Hatzaver is the neck. V'chol Hatzaver kol Hashchita, and the whole neck, we'll shortly define what exactly is the neck, but the whole neck is valid for slaughtering. As Ramam says, Ketzad Hausol, you know, in the neck, there's two primary simanim, two primary pipes, the food pipe and the wind pipe. So says the Ramam, Baveshed, regarding the gullet, the food pipe, so where exactly is that, as it's considered the neck? Mitzchilas hamakrim, from the beginning of the place, shekashachaitchen oisim miskavitz. If you cut over there, it shrivels. That is the beginning of the part of the neck, the internal part, which is regarding the food pipe. Ad mukayim shiyasa, until the place where it gets hairy in that pipe. And biyaschalis protsin kakars, and that's the area where it starts getting like cracks, like it is in the stomach, in the digestive system that the food pipe leads into. That's the area of the slaughtering along the length of the neck in regards to the food pipe. Now, Allah Vav, let's say someone slaughters above that area. That's what's called Tarbitz HaVesh. It's called the entrance to the food pipe, which is not, and this is where it's attached to the jawbone. Or beneath this area that we said, which is admakam sheyaser, until the place where it starts get hearing, that's the beginning of the digestive system. Oh, then shchitas b'sula. That if you go too high or too low, that's an invalid slaughtering. Now, the sheer tarbitz haveshed, the measurement of this, like we said, the opening of the veshed of the food pipe, she'ena ro l'shchita lamala, that's not fit for slaughtering. Above, meaning towards the head, the behem b'chaya by a domestic or a wild animal, how much is that? Kadesh yechiz b'shtei etzbayis, of the amount that you could grab a hold with your two fingers. Uvayif, regarding a bird, it's different than the chayim behema. Akol l'figol b'katlin, that's all according to the size, how big or small is the bird, in regards to the place where it swallows, to know how high it's that, that's already the tarbitz haveshed, which is the area that's not valid anymore because that's too high. Well, the matan, how low down by the bird is adazefik, up until the crop, which the top of the crop is still qualified as the veshed, but if you really hit the crop, which is where it keeps its food over there, that it's that's already too low down to be considered the makom shechita. Now, alachazai vezehu makom shechita bakano. What is, so we explained it, there's two parallel pipes, two different systems in the animals. There's the respiratory system and there's the digestive system. We just explained regarding the digestive system, which the pipe known as the food pipe, the veshed. Then veizem mokem b'shchita bakana. What's the place of the slaughtering? Again, in regards to the neck of what we know as the windpipe, which is regarding the respiratory system and how the animal breathes. So mishipui koiva, from the slanting of the cap ulamata, and from that point downwards, because the way the kana, the windpipe, is made with rings of cartilage all around that pipe. Now, the upper ring, the uppermost ring is the biggest of them all. Now, above that, you have this like cap that slants on it, like a hat, like a cap. So from that slant of the cap downwards, that's where it starts. Ad roish kanaf hareya, until the top of the flank of the lung, which is kishatimshecha behemet tzavara liris, when an animal stretches out its neck because it's grazing. That's the area of slaughtering as it relates to the windpipe. Now, and the area outside of what we just described in the food and the windpipe, on the outside, that's what's called as the neck. Because we said the whole area of the neck is kosher shechita, are the areas what we described inside regarding the two pipes of the food pipe and the windpipe. Now, halacha chesma, let's say ansa behema atzma, let's say the animal stretched itself. And it stretched out its neck, meaning it pushed itself, it exerted itself, and it stretched out its neck very much. Or let's say the slaughterer, he forced esasimonim, the pipes, and he stretched it out upwards. And now, when he slaughtered in the neck, the outside of the animal, the neck, he slaughtered by the neck. But the problem is, it comes out really, regarding the actual food pipe or windpipe, it's not in the place of where the place of slaughtering is, because the animal is stretching itself, so the pipes are being extended. That's considered a doubt if it's considered a nevela or not. Halacha test. Now, ideally, the slaughterer should slaughter in the middle of the neck. If he does it from the sides, it's going to be valid shechita. Now, here the Rambam defines regarding the slaughtering as it applies to these two pipes, the kana and the veshed. Now, how much is the measurement of the slaughtering? So, is shnasim on them, the two signs, shema kana v'veshed, which is the windpipe and the food pipe. Hashchita ma'ula, the ideal slaughtering is sheichat kushneim, that both should be cut, bein b'behema, bein b'eif, whether we're talking about an animal or a bird or a fowl. And that should be the intention of the slaughterer. Now, but if he slaughtered at least the majority of one of them regarding the fowl, or if he got at least the majority of the two of them by behemah chaya, shechitas kasher, then that will be a valid shechita. Halacha yud. Now, let's say shachar echad kulay v'chatzi hasheni behemah. Let's say regarding an animal, he slaughtered one of them entirely, and the other one only half of it. Shechitas psula. That's going to be an invalid slaughter, which that's a chiddush where, even though he's having in the sum total the majority, but no, each one has to have a majority. Now, let's say rubish alzeh v'rubish alzeh, and however, if inversely, if let's say he does the majority of each one, each one was literally just 51%, literally a hair's breadth more than that of half, which here in the opposite, if you would have the sum total, it actually would not be a majority of both of them together, it would be less than 1.5. Even so, it's kosher, because again, you just need the majority of each one. Since you did a little bit more than half on each one, that's considered a majority of each one, and therefore it's valid as a shechita. Let's say he slaughtered only half of each one. Even by a bird, which you only need the majority of one of them, but shechitas psula, even by the bird, it's going to be invalid because you didn't have the majority of even one of them. Let's say you had kanasha yechetzi pasik. Let's say one of them, you had the pipe, was halfway cut. It had a hole halfway. But it wasn't the majority. It was only halfway. It's not a treifa. And now the sheikhet goes and slaughters where it was cut. He cuts it a little bit. By cutting it a little bit, he now made the majority of it cut. So whether he started slaughtering where it was intact, and he cut where it's, then he touched where it's cut, or even he went straight into the place where it had a cut already, and he put the knife in, then he just did a little bit and made a majority. Shechitas k'sher, it's a valid shechita because it was not a treifa, because it was less than the majority. And he did a little thing, made it a majority bit cut, and that's a valid shechita. Now, halachic base. Kol ha-shechet, whoever slaughters, tzorch livdik ha-simon ha-achar shechita. He has to check the pipe after slaughter to see if they were cut. V'im lo yibadik if he didn't check, v'nechtach ha-reish k'odim shechita, and now the head was cut off and thrown away before he got a chance to check. Here's an avail. It's considered as a dead animal. And even if this slaughter was someone with alacrity and diligent and quick, and we know he usually does well, you have to check, because if not, as Ram explains in the next halacha, Yud Gimel, because kol behemah b'chayah, any animal when it's still alive, b'cheskes Yisrael meant this, there's a chazaka, there's a presumption in halacha that it's prohibited, until you know definitively that it was done properly slaughtered. So until you see it and you check it, it's going to be considered as a nevela. Now, look at Dalad Ram continues regarding what the utensils, the tools to use to slaughter an animal. Says Ram, what can you use to slaughter? Says Ram, anything. Whether a metal knife, whether a rock, or a piece of glass, or the edge of the reed of the swamps, or anything that can be used for cutting. But who, however, that the edge, the blade should be sharp, and shouldn't have any indents, any pagams, any holes in them, any indentations. Now, avam hoy kumei telem, but if let's say it was like a spike, b'chudish al davar shezechbe, at the edge, at the blade of the thing that you're cutting with, v'avam hoy telem kod meyosin, even if it was just a small little point, shechadaz ha-ptula, that's going to invalidate the shechita, as Ram is going to explain in later prokem regarding what makes the animal treifa, and it's not considered an invalid act of shechita, which has to be a smooth, sharp blade. Now, halakha tazvav, says Ram, let's say hoya telem hazeh meruach achas. Let's say this spike was only on one side. So still you shouldn't use this blade at all, this knife. Now, but if let's say you slaughtered on the side, where the pegima could be on one side of the same side of the blade, where on one point could be jagged, the other point, even on the same part of the blade, cannot be. So if you did on the part, that if you did the test and you didn't feel any holes, then the slaughtering is valid. As Ram explains, halacha design ketzer. How so? How is this possible? What do you mean? The same part of the knife, how is it possible that one way, one side will have one knot? So Ram says, sakan shetibdik bar halacha. Let's say you took a knife and you checked it when you're moving forward. For the takash has become, as you're doing that, you don't feel any indentations. But when you bring it backwards, takash has become, you feel that there is a pagam because it's only on one way. One way is smooth. And one way, when you come back, it has a jagged end that way. So, if you slaughter in the forward motion, and you never did in the shechita, pulling it back, that's a valid shechita, because that way doesn't have a pagam. But maybe if you pull backwards, that's going to be an invalid shechita, because that way it does have a snag. And therefore, it's not going to be a slaughtering. Rather, as we'll learn in the related parakim, it's just going to be uprooting it. Halachi Yitzayin. Second she oil is kanachash. A knife that goes up and down like a snake, which a snake, when it's on its belly, so it picks up its head in front of it, and its spine is downward, and its tail is upwards, so there's like a indentation in between, but there's no dents in the knife itself, so you could even initially use such a knife. V'sakach b'yachalik, a knife that is has a smooth blade, but it's not sharp, but since, again, there's no indentations, there's no holes in the knife. There's no dents in it. But you could slaughter with it. And even though he's slaughtering all day, we know a dull knife, it doesn't cut so easily. But as long as you don't stop and you keep on going, it's going to be a valid shechita because again, there's no pagam and you're doing a slaughtering. Halach yitches sakin chada, a sharp blade, a sharp knife, shehushchaza, which was sharpened, but it's not smooth. Rather, you touch it, it's like touching the top of the ear of the grain, which your finger gets stuck in. But since there's no dents, you could slaughter with it. So though it's not smooth, but again, it's not pointy. There's no dents that it's going to be pulling anything. So that's still going to be valid. Someone tears out a reed, or a shein, or a tooth, or he cuts a tzur, or he cuts a rock, or a tziparin, or a fingernail, and they're sharp. And again, there's no holes, no dents. You could slaughter with it. If you stick it under the ground, You shouldn't slaughter them when they're stuck into the ground. But if you did slaughter, it's going to be a valid shechita, because as we'll see in the next halacha, it's only when it was from its initial inception attached to the ground that it's problematic. But if it was later, it was detached and then connected, then it is going to be valid. As Ram says, Allah Chachav, let's say he slaughters with them when they're attached from its initial creation, this fingernail or this rock or whatever it is, it's where nature had put it. Koidin Shiako isn't before he had uprooted them. So Shechitas Ibsula there, the Shechit is going to be invalid because it has to be something that was at least once detached, which we learn from Pasuk, where Avram Avinu, Yikechasim Achel, Shechit Ispanoi, has to be something that was like a knife that's not attached to the ground. And Vav Pishem Ben Pekam, and even though there's no Pekam, it's still not going to be a valid Shechit. Halacha Chafav, now let's say Lokach Lechi Behem Shesh Beshinayim Chadis, let's say he takes the jawbone of an animal that has sharp teeth, Veshach Ben, and he slaughters with it, Shechitas Ibsula is going to be an invalid Shechit. Now the reason for this is because by teeth, there's spaces between the teeth. So it's like a sickle, which again, it's not a smooth knife. Let's take one tooth that's attached to the jawbone. Okay, so that's one blade. You could initially slaughter with it. And even though it's attached to the jawbone, that's not considered slaughtering something that's attached, because it's not attached to the whole animal, just to the jawbone. So it's like the handle of a knife, which is permitted. Let's say Liban Hasakan Bor, let's say he fired up the blade in a fire. Veshachabani slaughtered with it. Shechtasik Sher, it's going to be a valid Shechita because, although the concern might be that, wait a second, you're not really slaughtering, you're actually burning because it's hot. So it's not really, it's the heat that's going to cut through and not the blade. We say that the sharpness gets there before the heat, and therefore it's a valid Shechita. Sakan, let's say a knife should see the Echad Magal. One side is a sickle, but see the Shini Yafa, and the other side is good. Initially, one should not use even the good side, the other side of the blade, initially. Zera, as a concern, he might slaughter the other side, which obviously invalid as a sickle, which again, as we'll learn in later Prakim, it uproots ikur. Again, it's not a valid shechita. But Bimshach, if he did slaughter with the good side, since he slaughtered with the good side, it's going to be a valid shechita. Now, halacha of Gimel, the Rambam continues regarding the halacha of the bedikah, says, like in checking the knife. The one who slaughters has to check the knife at the tip, and on either side. Now, the case about how does he check this? Which really, that's what a blade. Blade has the tip, the edge, and it has the sides of the knife. And how do you check it? So he goes forward and backwards on first on the skin of his finger. Then he also does. He takes it back and forth on his fingernail. On the three sides, what's the three sides? Shem pia ushnei tzadim. This is the blade of the knife and its two sides. Kadesh liyip become called that it shouldn't have any dent anywhere, not on the primary blade, not on the sides of the blade. And then he slaughters it. And there's two different types of testing. The fingernail is one type, and the skin on the finger is another type. Halach of dalt. Now, but tzarch libdukin achashchid. You also have to do this bedika after the slaughtering. Why? Didn't you check beforehand? Yeah, but shematzah b'pagam achar shechita, because if you find in the knife a pagam after you're slaughtering it, there's a safek nevela. We have to check, because if you find a nick in it, it's maybe this animal you have to treat as a nevela. Why? What does that mean? I checked it right before. Yeah, but shema ba'oinifkema, maybe when you started to slaughter, it got stuck in the skin, in the hide of the animal, it got dented. And therefore, when you got to the saman which are inside, maybe you slaughter with a dented knife, which wouldn't be valid. So lefikach, therefore, says the Rambam, since you have to check afterwards to make sure that, because we have to see afterwards it was still not nicked, because if it is, maybe it wasn't properly slaughtered. So hasheichet behemis rabbis or ifas rabbis, if someone's slaughtering many animals or many birds, you have to check the knife between every act of slaughtering. Because shim le bodik, if you don't check, uvodik bachrein, and you check only when you're done after the last one, when you find that the knife is dented, that means all of them now have this suffix of being an avela. I feel you're not even the first one, because you didn't check. And it might have been on the first one that it got nicked on the skin. So if you have to check after every single individual one. Let's say he checked the knife. And he slaughtered with it. And he didn't check the knife after he slaughtered. And moreover, and he used the knife to break, to chop wood, or to break a bone, or anything like that, like on a hard item. And then afterwards he remembered, oh yeah, you have to check the knife, and he finds it dented. The shechita is going to be valid. Why? Because the presumption is that the knife got dented in the hard thing that you broke with it. And we're not going to presume that it's from the skin of the animal. So if someone was negligent, he didn't check the knife. Or he lost the knife before he got a chance to check, the shechita is going to be valid. I mean, we check to make sure, and then if we find, then we're going to suspect. But if it happened that we don't have that knife, so then it's going to be valid. Because again, we checked it beforehand, and it was kosher. Halacha chavav. Now, kol tabach shalei badik hasakan shaloi shesheichet balafnei chacham. Any butcher that didn't check his knife that he slaughtered with in front of a sage, v'shachet balatz, when he used it to slaughter for himself, sabayit kenai, so we checked the knife. Im nitzis yafa baduka, if it turns out that the knife was good, so the menad noisai, so we excommunicate him. Why? He's using a good knife. L'fisha yismach alatz mei pamaches, because he didn't check in with the Talmud Chacham. He'll rely on himself another time. But that time, it's going to turn out that he didn't have the correct, you need the sage, it's going to come out that it was dented and he slaughtered with it. So to prevent that, we excommunicate him. That's if it turns out his knife was good. The nimtz is beguma, now this one who didn't check with the sage. And it turns out we check his knife, we find that it's actually nicked. We remove him from his post, we excommunicate him, and we make an announcement, any meat that he slaughtered, that it was treifa. Now, Allah of Zayin, the Ram continues regarding the length of the knife. How long does the knife have to be that he's slaughtering with? It says Ram Koshu, it could be any size. But there's one criterion, it can't be so thin that it's going to make a hole, and it's not slaughtering. Like the edge of a small blade, okay, it's things like that, where it's not going to be slaughtering, it's just going to be piercing a hole. The Ram explains, and when could you do the shechita? The time of the shechita. When do you slaughter? At any time. Whether daytime or nighttime. But as long as he has a flame with him, a torch, that he can see what he's doing. But if he slaughtered even in the pitch darkness, it's going to be valid shechita. Now, the Ram says, someone slaughters on Yom Kippurim on Shabbos by mistake, didn't realize that that's something that he's doing is wrong. Even if he would do it deliberately, on Shabbos, he'd be liable for Mises Bezdin, or if he did it on Yom Kippur, he'd be liable for lashes, which like any Chiv Kiresis, you get lashes. So even though obviously he's doing something wrong, which as we see, if he did it deliberately, he would be Chayiv Miso or Malkus, but at the end of the day, it does not disqualify the Shechita, it's a valid Shechita, and therefore this meat is Mutter, but the place can be down to eat it Matzah Shabbos, Matzah Yom Kippurim, and not to eat it on Shabbos Yom Kippurim itself.